Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. A little Chicago brings back one of their best songs of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Karen Kerrigan. Karen is the president and founder of an organization that I admire so much, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. And you've heard me say this before, folks. I've been saying it for almost 13 years. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen and her organization. And Karen, again, thank you for all your hard work and your steadfast support of small business owners.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Jim. You know,
I do want to alert you
that our ratings of Congress, where we rate members for their small business votes, they'll be out at the beginning of next week. So
right.
I encourage people to, you know, check out the website right at the beginning of October to see how their member voted on small business issues and
Absolutely.
Use that as their guide for the election.
And perfect timing for the upcoming election. Folks, it is plain English. It's well done. Ray Keating is, and Karen Kerrigan do a great job over there at SBECouncil.org. And folks, I encourage you to check out their website and join their organization and make a contribution, because these folks are doing your work. They're standing toe to toe, as I said earlier, with Congress, with the administration, both sides of the aisle, toe to toe with Republicans and Democrats on your behalf, and they need your help. So check it out and do that if you get a chance, and whatever you can afford. Karen, what are some of the things that are left to be done between now and the election, and then during what will probably be a lame duck session?
Well, I think what you know Congress wants to do is extend. Tax extenders, you know, in terms of AMT relief, the research and development tax credits, you know.
But that's expired. The R&D credits expired. That's what's ridiculous. The president acts like he's giving something to us, and he doesn't realize he's already killed a bunch of jobs by not reinstating it earlier in the year.
Right, so they're going to extend it for two
it's
months,
ridiculous.
Right? or people can, you know, look back, but already people have sort of pulled back on their R&D.
Of course.
Spending, because they didn't know if they're going to have that credit or not. But anyway, what they're trying to do with that, as well as, you know, some other initiatives. For example, as you know, Jim, we've been working very hard to repeal the expanded 1099 reporting requirement.
Right. That was part of the health care bill.
Right. We have a stop 1099.
Is that going to happen?
I think eventually we will. It doesn't kick in until 2012. But every time there's a vote on the Hill to fully repeal it, the Democrats are sticking a tax hike with it because they say it costs, you know, $17 billion to repeal it. We think we're going to save the government money if they repeal that. I don't know what the government is going to do with billions and billions of 1099s,
right.
Other than expand the size and scope of the IRS in order to put that data in and track it. But anyway, whenever they try to extend, you know, the tax extenders or repeal 1099, there's always a tax hike attached to it. For example, with the 1099, there was an energy tax hike, and we successfully beat back that. Now over in the House, they're looking at repealing the 1099 provision, but including a tax on carried interest. And you know, Jim, it's the you know, investment partners who put a lot of money into growing businesses. What they want to do is to you know, tax their profits at ordinary income as opposed to capital gains rate, and that will be a disaster for capital and for businesses seeking capital, and particularly for those growth-oriented businesses.
That's right.
That really do help create the jobs and the value in our economy and make us more competitive and do the bulk of innovation. So, you know, it's crazy. So
will we know before the end of the year what our tax bill is going to be next year?
Or
should we just go ahead and presume that it's going to go up next year and just start budgeting for that?
You know, Jim, I think they'll definitely extend the you know, tax relief for the quote-unquote middle class, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then
anybody under $250,000 a year?
I mean, I think that's still questionable at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And I think our members mostly have been preparing for a tax hike. They have. I mean, that's their
yep.
plans for next
You're smart
year,
if you're budgeting. If you're not budgeting a tax hike into next year's margins, you're probably making a mistake.
Right, and they started doing that 4 or 5 months ago. You know, just assuming that was going to happen, and then that's another reason why, as
yeah.
you know, businesses are holding back.
Do you think the last question, Karen? Do you think the health care bill can actually be repealed?
I think ultimately it can in maybe a few years.
Yeah.
I think it can be starved to death through the appropriations
That's
process.
That's what we may have to do.
I think there's certain parts of it, particularly from the business community perspective, that can be
yeah.
repealed.
Yeah.
But I think eventually they're going to do something different.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Hey,
but there's going to be a lot of damage in the short term, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Thanks for being here. Good job today, Karen. Thanks for all the hard work.
You bet, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.